Now, in West Africa, the healthcare system has been overwhelmed by the Ebola outbreak that we've been reporting on. We are about to hear now from a couple of musicians who are trying to help.
Ebola, Ebola, don't touch your friend. No touching, no eating, something dangerous.
That's an awareness song being played on the radio, warning people about the disease and explaining how to avoid it. It was written by Edwin D. 12 Twe and Samuel Shadow Morgan.
When they were working in their studio in Monrovia, the Liberian capital, back in May, no one was sure what to think about the outbreak. The government wasn't saying much, and there wasn't much on the news either.
There was no proof that this thing was real.
No. They didn't take it serious at all.
Everybody thought it was a trick of the government to try and get some money, you know.
We were at the studio, like, thinking, you know, what to do. Like, can we do a song? Say, yeah, we can do a song.
The best thing we can do is to make a song out of it and make the people realize this is truth.
Our other friend was like, yo, man, don't you think this is too hot, you know? It's too strong, you know, to be an awareness song. Most awareness songs are always quiet songs.
The beat that we use to create the song, the beat is kind of catching and it's danceable, you know. Everybody wants to dance and jump up and like that, so
we started the promotion from the street DJs, because in Liberia there are, you know, DJs all over the street. They transfer music to phones and laptops or whatsoever. So we started the promotion from them.
Don't touch me. Ebola. Ebola. Don't touch your friend. Don't touch
him. The song became a crazy hit. Seriously.
Everywhere in the street.
If you like that monkey, don't eat that meat. If you like that baboon, I said don't eat that meat. If you like that bato, don't eat that meat. Ebola in town.
That's the song Ebola in Town by Liberian musicians Samuel Shadow Morgan and Edwin D. 12 Twe. We spoke to them from Minnesota, where they're visiting Shadow's brother and trying to set up a benefit concert.